quarterbacks work. Obviously, he's known for being special at, you know, kind of determining what's coming and making adjustments. So it's great work for us to try and work our disguise and give him different looks and try and keep him guessing. And if you can keep Peyton guessing in practice, then that's good work for, you know, being able to keep quarterbacks guessing on Sundays. Thank you.
What do you think of Clinton Jammer's addition?
Glad to add him. Veteran football player. He's been a good player in the league for a long time. Physical corner, comes in. You know, really, we know he's played corner at a high level for a long time. We're going to train him a little bit at safety as well, cross-train him, you know, and be able to utilize him wherever he fits in, you know, and we'll just see where that goes. But, you know, he'll learn safety and corner, be involved in our sub packages, and let him come in here and compete like we do with everybody that we bring in. You know, we really talk about creating a competitive atmosphere and letting, you know, the guys that earn the right to play, let them play more, and the guys that earn the right to play in a role, have them play in a role, and so, you know, we'll see where it goes.
Can you see that happening more and more? People want to take a corner and have them do safety sometimes?
You're looking for guys in the back end to help you defend some of the, you know, multiple wide receiver sets that you deal with on a pretty consistent basis. You know, week in and week out, you're dealing with three, four, and sometimes five receiver sets. So having DBs that can cover is a good thing.
Coach, can you sense that the players are, I don't know, relieved or more comfortable at having the same defensive coordinator as that
group? I really haven't given that a whole lot of thought. I think they're, you know, really eager to get back to work. I think the mentality's been good in terms of coming in, and you know, we're throwing everything we have at them in the OTAs, and they're 10 practices to get a season's worth of work in terms of system. And so we're throwing a lot at them, and then we'll go back and, you know, start over in camp and do that again in training camp. So it's been a good process. The atmosphere has been, you know, one where guys are eager to get to work, and we understand, you know, there's a lot of work to be done. You've got to go back and, you know, reinvest in the things that are important, and so we're doing that right now.
What kind of progress have you seen from Nate Irvin being first crack?
Nate's doing a good job. You know, he wants to take full advantage of the opportunity he's getting to get reps inside. You know, we've spoken about some of the things that we need to see from him, and he's working hard to give that to us. So, you know, he's a bright guy, you know, and he's got a big opportunity in front of him. I think he's trying to make the most of it.
Coach, how are you gauging Terrence Knighton's progress when they can't put out pads yet? You see a lot more during camp, but how's he going along now further?
Good. He's working hard. You know, out here on the practice field, you can't see a lot because, you know, we're not in pads yet for the big guys. But he's working hard. He's moving well. He's working in the weight room, and he's a big body guy for sure, and he definitely gives us depth in there with the addition of Terrence and then the addition of Sylvester. You know, we've gotten a little bigger and a little more athletic inside.
I'm just looking forward to seeing that push once they do pads from campus.
Yeah, I mean, that's what big guys like that can do is kind of collapse the pocket, push the pocket, make it tougher. The quarterback to step up and make it tough for running backs to find room in there, and that's the kind of role we envision for Terrence.
Okay. How much you experiment this time of year? Try things. If they work, if they don't.
Well, we don't really just throw it out there like that. We pretty much look to utilize the tools or work on the tools that we think we're going to need during the course of the year. And so, you know, it may look like cover two, but there are about seven ways that we can do it. And so working on the leverage and those types of things, you know, and the communication and how you're going to handle formations and how you're going to affect the quarterback and his thinking and the receivers and their route adjustments and all those things. So a lot goes into it. And we work hard at it. And that's where it's, you know, it's imperative that we get good, solid concentration and good, solid work this time of year, you know, because once the season comes, it goes too fast. And you've got to basically have those tools in the tool chest, so to speak, or you don't. And so we work hard this time of year to develop those things and have them ready so that on Tuesday night we're not drawing up something the guys have never done. We're talking about pulling from the tool chest and utilizing something that's a little different the offense hasn't seen, and we can pull it out and utilize it week to week.
You can say we did this.
Yeah, we want to invest time on it. I talk about it kind of goes in the incubator, you know, until we've had a chance to work on it. We don't want to go from idea to on the field on Sunday without giving our guys a chance to rep it and be good at it and feel good about it. So, you know, that's where we throw a lot of volume at our defensive guys this time of year.